Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What happened yesterday? What happened yesterday is the question at Amazon Prime, because that's like their mid-season Christmas. That's a big deal. So many people went to the site, it crashed, and instead of getting the opportunity to buy things at discounts, they have that little, oops, sorry, we're embarrassed. You know how when you go to a website or a page and it's not functioning and then they have something cute? Well, there at Amazon, they put a picture of a dog, and I don't know exactly what the reason for that is, but it's like, sorry, we're having some technical difficulties.
Cute please puppies, try again. Yeah.
I know. It's like, well, but in the meantime, look at this puppy. Who's a good boy?
Who could be mad at a puppy that looks like Jeff Bezos?
So they've got these dogs that people were seeing pictures of, and they didn't want pictures of dogs. They wanted a Zumba or a Roomba or whatever those things are.
All right, I think so, you can get both.
You can get Zumba is a exercise.
Yeah, but you can get the tapes there.
So we wanted some Zumba tapes, and we wanted a Roomba to vacuum our room.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we got a picture of a dog. This is Jacob Palmer, editorial manager at bestreviews.com. Hi, Jacob. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what is this Prime Day? They've been doing it for a few years. I described it as a mid-season Christmas for Amazon. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's basically that. It's basically Amazon trying to create a Christmas in July. They started in 2015 to celebrate about the time that they were founded, and ever since then they've been using it to create basically a second buying season outside of the holidays, where they can, you know, on one hand get more people to be Amazon Prime members, and on the other hand they can use those Prime members and put markdown product in a big way to move a good number of units.
Give me some examples of the either discount percentage or items per se, specific items that would have been on sale yet, or are still on sale for that matter.
Well, they cover a lot of categories. For example, some of the biggest sellers are in kitchen. The Instant Pot was down from around $100 to about $60 yesterday. That one sold out pretty quickly. It's a multi-cooker. It's a pressure cooker and a crock pot. It does a whole lot of things. It's very popular right now. And then there's also, I think you guys mentioned it during the intro, but another big seller, robotic vacuums. They were selling those, and that comes from all different kinds of brands, not just Roomba, but the different brands that make them. Yesterday, you were able to find one for almost about 50% off. I think. The type of products and then the amount of the discount kind of runs the gamut. There's things that aren't that big of a discount, and there's things that are hugely discounted.
You described to me off the air today, the idea is pamper yourself, luxury items. Maybe that's not the perfect description, luxury items, but things that you might not otherwise buy, but lured by a big discount, you may go ahead and throw in, right?
Yeah, I think the goal is to get people to splurge on new technology and new things that they otherwise wouldn't be spending on. So there's something like, exactly like the robotic vacuum, where somebody would say, I own a vacuum, I don't need another one. But then when they see it hugely marked down, then they start to think to themselves, well, maybe I would like something that makes my life a little bit easier, even if it is a cost I wouldn't normally consider, since I'm getting it at such a discounted rate. Why not just treat myself right now, during the summer and before we get into the holiday season buying stuff?
Do those things really work, by the way? Do those Roombas really work? Do they really vacuum your house as well as you would if you moved the chairs away from the dining room table and did it yourself?
Absolutely. And I've been actually testing one. We've been testing it for the last few weeks. I've been keeping it in my apartment. I have a small dog, but he sheds like a big dog. And we've been using it in the apartment. What's nice about it is that it cleans the floors well enough that you then get that kind of extra energy that you would have used on vacuuming, and you then use that on cleaning other areas of the house. So now I'm a better duster than I was before, and I'm better at, arranging things and tidying up in other ways, because I don't have to worry about, getting the vacuum out of the closet, plugging it in, doing that whole dance around the apartment, because I know the robotic vacuum will take care of it. But like I said, when I mentioned the dog, I will note that during the testing, we noticed that the dog is not a fan of the robotic vacuum one bit. He doesn't know where it's going, and he doesn't trust it at all.
What happened yesterday then? So at 2 o'clock, I think, Chicago time, what happened?
So at 2 o'clock yesterday, they finally, you know, they've been doing this build-up. They've been doing all this marketing of trying to get people aware that Prime Day is coming, that they're going to have these spectacular deals, you know, to bring people in far and wide. And they were pretty successful to the point that they were overloaded their website, and people who entered through Amazon.com directly, and then the people who went from Amazon.com to the Prime Day landing page, it was overloaded. And so what ends up happening was, no one was able to get past that, or if you were lucky and persistent. And so what people ended up seeing was there was so much traffic on the site, and the site wasn't prepared to handle that much traffic. We ended up seeing a lot of pictures of dogs, because that is what the Amazon site defaults to when they're not able to display the product page that the visitor is hoping to get.
Is that embarrassing to Amazon? Is that embarrassing to Amazon? I mean, they're not just a retail company. They're a technology company. Don't you suppose there were some IT guys and a vice president or something or another sitting at a desk looking at the screen and just having a conniption because the site was crashing?
You can only imagine as much, especially when you consider that one of their biggest moneymakers as a corporation is their web services. You would think that they would be able to handle situations of a surge of traffic, of getting a ton of people onto the site. And so that was a big of an embarrassment, but something I think that should be noted is sites that aren't doing well don't have those problems. And what I mean by that is it's kind of one of those good problems when you are so popular and people want to buy from you so badly that they overwhelm your site. It's not ideal, but Amazon did come out with a statement and say that, you know, we've made more money in this day where we've had this, you know, seemingly embarrassed hiccup with our tech. You know, despite all that, we've still made more money than we have in any other Prime Day the last 3 years. So, you know, it's one of those good problems in that you're so wildly popular, it ends up, you know, being a stumbling point.
One last question then. If I go there now, you said the Amazon Prime Day in Chicago goes till 2 a.m. our time, that is 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I could still get some discounts. Any tips for me on how to best navigate or how to best take advantage of this thing?
It's running pretty smoothly now. I would say the one thing that I would one big tip is to make sure that you go in with a plan. Knowing kind of the categories you're looking for, and go in and go in with something that maybe a wish list or some guidance of what it is you want, because you don't want to just go in there blind and start clicking around, because you won't know if you'll be finding the best deals. A big tip I would say is to visit ChicagoTribune.com. where we have a space on the front page, and we have some content out there where we'll give you tips of what's available. Maybe if you're you know, into the kitchen, or if you're looking for home improvement items, we have a lot of content out there that'll help you kind of sort yourself to the best stuff on available right now on Prime Day.
I virtually never shop online, but recently I did buy some collar stays. Do you think I could get a good deal on collar stays right now?
I can't promise it without looking it up first, but they definitely are selling things that are, you know, up to the technological advancement things that people want, but then also down to kind of the everyday things that anybody would be interested or even be considering buying, you know, just as a grocery store.
I mean, what's the point of being a part of Amazon Prime if I can't get a good deal on collar stays? You know what I'm saying?
It's a valid question.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you. Do a nice job. I appreciate you helping us out today, Jacob. Let's visit again, okay?
All right. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Jacob Palmer is the editorial manager at bestreviews.com. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Hopefully no more dogs when you go shopping. Who let the dogs out? When's the last time you heard this song? Who let the
dogs out? 2004?
When the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball.
I was watching the video of this today, too. How much fun is this? You know this song. You didn't see the video. Videos weren't as big when this came out. Go watch the video. This is really fun. It goes... Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? You know, they put Rokan on for an hour and Steve Cochran on for an hour. Who let the dogs out? CLTV should just put us on for one dance segment a day.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my ringtone to that.